This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Secure Give, the leading provider of safe and simple giving software for churches and charities that can be implemented through kiosks, online, mobile app, and text to give options. It's designed to grow your giving, save you time, and reach more people. Learn more at securegive.com. Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I am your host, Chris Brown, and honored to be with you. Hey, folks, you can call in at 866-357-3283. Again, 866-357-3283. That is a free call. And maybe you're not ready for the air yet. You're like, yeah, that makes me feel a little bit anxious. You can email in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Got tons of emails coming in all the time, and we really, really appreciate your engagement. Awesome news for you. Did you know we're giving away $5,000 every single week this month? Well, we are. We are all saving up for something, aren't we? Not sure what it is for you, but hey, what if we could help you and jumpstart that savings? Well, this month, we are giving away $5,000 every single week. Yeah, we're giving away 20 grand for the entire month. Head over to stewardship.com, click on the $20,000 rainy day giveaway, and submit your information, and you will be all entered to win. I can't promise you're going to win, but the only way that you can have hope of winning is to make sure that you enter. So again, it's stewardship.com. Hey, another announcement as you guys are calling in. Next week, we're celebrating 1 year. 1 year on the air for this show. And we're not celebrating the show. We're celebrating you. We're celebrating everything that God is doing through you and all the success. And you guys are knocking down some of these baby steps, and you're taking, you know, more and more steps in your journey. And we want to celebrate that. So, and you know what? We may just be giving some things away. So that's the way we celebrate around here. So we'll see. But don't miss out. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. If you think you're going to miss a couple of the radio shows, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of the action. And our first call today is from Victor, calling in from Houston. Victor, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Chris?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I serve you?
I have a question. If I don't attend to church, what do I do with my tithe?
I guess my first question would be, why don't you attend church?
I don't know. I never have.
Okay.
Well, when I was little.
So you believe in tithing, but you don't believe in attending church?
I just don't have a church of preference. That's what I'm going to.
Are you new to the Houston area?
No.
Okay. I know a lot of great churches there. And they're there for you to serve you and to encourage you and to give you hope and to strengthen your walk with God. And my biggest thing for you would be that you'd get in church. If you want the quick answer, if you're not attending a church, the Bible is very clear in Malachi chapter 3 to give to the local storehouse. So I wouldn't encourage you to give to a parachurch organization. I wouldn't encourage you to give to some national organization. But that 10% needs to go to the local storehouse, the local church. So I would, decide a local Bible-believing church that believes in Jesus and believes in the Bible and teaches the Bible, that's doing a lot in the community, and you feel like it's a integrity-filled organization, and I'd give your tithe there. But I would also encourage you to attend there, even if it's once a month as a start. You'll be amazed how much it encourages you, and you'll find yourself attending more and more and more because they're there to serve you. I don't think you understand how much they can encourage you. So it doesn't mean necessarily you have to jump in and get super involved right away. Just go and attend and then open up your mind and let God speak to you. But I would encourage you to do, especially in Houston. There's so many good churches. I'd love to see you attending. But yeah, just find a local church and you want to give your tithes there, okay?
Okay, I have another question.
Yes, sir.
I don't have a house right now, and I'm trying to save and pay cash for it, but it stays too far away. What if you want to use to do the 20% down and get a house?
Yeah, for folks who are choosing to get a mortgage, we encourage that you put 20% down on a 15-year fixed mortgage, and that 15-year payment with taxes and with insurance should be no more than 25% of your take-home pay. And if you go that route, you should be fine. I personally am saving up for cash. It's going to take a while, but I know God will honor the patience. But several people get mortgages, and if you're going to get a mortgage, that's the way you need to go. 20% down, 15-year fixed, no more than 25% of your take-home pay. Okay?
What's the take-home pay, the net or the gross?
Net. That's what you're going to bring home. So if you make $4,000 a month, but you take home $3,000 a month, let's just make easier math. If you make $60,000 a year, that's $5,000 a month. It means you're taking home probably $4,000 a month. Your payment with taxes and insurance should not be over $1,000.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you, Chris.
All right. Thank you so much for the call.
We know that church leaders have big vision to impact lives, but usually don't have enough resources to make it happen. So if you can make it easier to create a culture of generosity in your church, wouldn't you do it? Secure Give is a leading provider of safe and simple giving software that can be implemented through kiosks, online, mobile app, and text-to-give options. It also has direct integration with the most popular church management systems, allowing automatic reconciliation. Nearly one-third of the top 100 churches in the U.S. use Secure Give. It's designed to grow your giving, save you time, and reach more people. Learn more at SecureGive.com.
We got an email here, folks, from Chelsea. Chelsea says, "Hey, Chris, my name is Chelsea, and my husband and I have $3,000 on a credit card, but we have about $5,000 in our emergency fund. We are trying to sell my car because my grandmother gave me hers, which is better, and my car should sell around $2,500 to $3,000. Should we use the money from our emergency fund to pay off the debt and replace it when the car sells, or do we just wait until the car sells and pay the debt with that? Thank you very much." And the answer, Chelsea, is the quicker of the two. We're to run, gazelle intense from the hand of the hunter, from the snare of the fowler. We want to make sure we're running as fast as we can from debt. So if you feel nervous about doing that, which the quicker option here is to use your emergency fund, boom, get it done today. If you feel nervous about that, just don't spend anything. When that next paycheck comes in, put that all to an emergency fund as fast as possible after you've depleted the one that you have now, and build it up fast. And, you know, just only spend what you absolutely need to in those next couple paychecks, and you can build that emergency fund right back up. But you want to do the quicker of the two. Thank you so much for your email. Up next is Aaron from Iowa. Aaron, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing well. Hey, listen, I want to ask you, give me the elevator pitch on Iowa. Tell me all about it.
That's a good question, actually. You know what? The answer is we just have the most loving, wonderful, amazing people in the whole country here.
Okay.
Yeah, big, humongous hearts. And, you know, there's a lot of, I think, you know, fresh air and green. So I don't know if that sells you or not. But
no, that's good. Actually, the four or five people I've met from Iowa have all been amazing. And so you're in that category already. How can I help you?
My question is actually based on a very strong desire that I have. I want to support my husband in a business venture that he started 2 years ago.
Okay.
He is involved with a company that's inside of the multi-level marketing industry.
Okay.
So you believe in your husband and you believe in the company. Where I falter is, you know, the fact that it's an MLM. And I just struggle with that because I still want him to be successful. And I think he has a mind for this business. But it feels like these days, everybody and their brother is involved in some type of direct sales, network marketing business. And I just feel like that affects the legitimacy of the business to some degree. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. I wouldn't measure its validity or measure its effectiveness based on what other people are doing. Whether everybody was doing it or whether nobody was doing it, I would just measure the effectiveness on the effectiveness. Let's say you put $3,000 into it and you guys have brought out $500. Well, it hasn't been productive. If you put $3,000 in and you've gotten $10 back, well, then you might have something that might be worth it. So whether you're selling Tupperware or kitchen knives or real estate, whatever it might be, I think, you know, if instead of addressing it as a problem of is it worth it, I think you got to think through solutions. What are some other possible solutions out there? Is there better streams of revenue than this one? If one of you is more on board than the other two, you can ask each other questions. Let's say, for instance, that your husband wanted to do this maybe and you didn't want to as much. And this is for our listeners too, to kind of, I guess, quench the fire in your spouse and say, you know, this is not a good idea. You can ask them leading questions. Ask them questions on how productive do you think this is being? And they can come to their own conclusions. You know, they can say, you know what? There's probably another way to do this. And they almost think that they came up with it. You know, you can kind of ask questions to get them there, not to manipulate them, but you really want them to be on board and buy in with any kind of change. So, and then the other thing I would say is, you know, you can call out your belief in your husband and our spouses. We can actually call out how much we believe in them. I know my wife has done this for me my entire adult life. And there's a passage of scripture in Romans chapter 4, verse 17. It says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. And so I think, you know, you can speak into this business and not in some weird, spooky faith way, but I think you got to be all in with your heart and your belief system as well, too. So if you want to call this out that this multi-level marketing opportunity is going to be amazing, then call it out and get after it. But I think I hear a little wishy-washy in your voice, and I think you got to be all in or you got to get out. But in the middle is going to be tough. So call it out that it's going to be successful, or maybe look into a different revenue stream.
That's great. Yeah, I agree with you that you're basically describing the idea behind almost like fake it till you make it.
Yeah, a little bit. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Aaron, you're a lot of fun. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you so
much. All right. Bye-bye. Sterling emails in, says, I'm 20 years old and I live in London. I've been listening to your radio show and trying to get everything I can out of it. I know the financial systems are probably pretty different over here, but even so, I'm learning a lot. I've been praying for a few years that when it's time to buy a property, I wouldn't need to accumulate any debt. I hate debt, hate everything about it. I know it's possible to do with God, but I just don't know how yet. I was wondering if you have any ideas or tips that could help. Tip number one, patience, patience, patience. Listen, folks, we don't have to have it tomorrow. What if I have to wait like 7 years? So what? You have to wait 7 years. I am right in the middle of this right now. Me personally, I could buy a house tomorrow the way that everyone buys a house. But I'm not doing it. I'm being patient until I have enough cash to buy a home. I'm actually going to throw off a lot of real estate brokers one day when I walk in with cash and be like, what in the world? This guy is so weird. Well, I know I'm weird, but I'm a patient weird. And the Bible says in Proverbs 19:11, a person's wisdom yields patience. So that would be my number one tip. Be patient. Now, of course, there's secondary ones. Raise your income, lower your expenses, save like crazy. Those are all good tips. But number one is be patient and be content. There's another one. Be content. When everyone around you is buying the latest widget, be content that you don't have to have that widget. You can live without it. So thank you so much for your email, Sterling. I have a quick question for you guys. If there was only one thing that you could do to save hundreds of dollars right now, would you do it? Well, of course you would, right? I would. Well, a crazy number of people overpay for, listen to this, for their insurance. I know, no one's excited to talk about insurance. It's boring. Sometimes it's very complicated and it's confusing. Sometimes it's actually frustrating. But hang with me, because it's an easy way to save hundreds of dollars. The trick is, you've got to find an independent agent. These agents that work for you, not for the insurance company. They work for you to shop around, find the best policy for your family and for your budget. You might be thinking, well, that's great, but I don't know any independent agents. Well, we have a network of agents in our endorsed local provider program who are, they're local experts. They're right there in your area. They got a heart of a teacher. They provide a top-notch service that you can trust, and it's absolutely free. Go to stewardship.com, click on Find an ELP, and all you got to do is get connected with an independent agent in your area. That's simple. And if you do, hey, call or send an email to us, because we'd love to hear how you guys are winning with money. And this is just one way that you can win with money.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Remember, we want to hear your questions and your success stories. Every story, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now back to your host, Chris Brown.
On the line, we have Shauna. She's calling in from Houston. Shauna, how you doing?
Hi. Good afternoon.
How can I help you?
Well, I've got a situation. I don't know if it's a typical situation or not, or whether people would be willing to admit it. Mm-hmm. I owe the IRS probably $500,000 in taxes. This is not by my doing. It was me letting a company go under my name. I'm a nurse. I can save lives, but don't know much about construction. Anyway, legitimately, I probably don't owe that much, probably $100,000, and I could probably argue with the IRS for that. I'm not a bookkeeper.
Yeah.
But my question is this. It's become so much of a burden. It's almost like there's no hope.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is something I can get out of.
Yeah.
Not get out of, but make to where I still can retire later on. I'm already in my 40s, early 40s.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, it's a battle, and I'm tired of feeling enslaved.
Yeah.
And I just don't know which way to go. I don't know.
Yeah. So you've obviously got some legal concerns there. So where are you in those legal battles? Because that's a $400,000 difference, and that's going to make a big difference in how overwhelmed you feel.
Well, I a few years ago, before 2008, before the economy took the fall, I did hire one of those companies that you see on TV that says, hey, you know, if you owe back taxes, pay a dollar. I ended up paying them $10,000, and I have not heard back from them. Now, the IRS has not gone after me, so they must have done some legwork.
Yeah.
Or something, at least, to where there wouldn't be liens.
Right.
But that's about it. I tried to call. I get nothing. So I don't even know where I stand on that or where to even begin the process.
So how are you aware that you owe $500,000? Is that via mail? Are you getting certified mail? Is that what it is?
I did receive, yes.
Okay. And are you already starting to receive some penalties and fees?
There are penalties and fees associated, but, I mean, they aren't going after me yet, saying they want to take my home, and not that they would get much or, uh-huh. you know, anything else. But
did this come from a prior marriage?
No, it's a current marriage.
Okay.
That's another issue. Our immigration laws are not the best in the world. So when you have decent people, immigration knows my husband's here, and we've been fighting for him to be legalized since 2001.
Okay. So you're in a lot of legal conversations. Well, let me just, because I don't know much about legal, I can help you on the financial side. So let's just say it's... sounds like you feel pretty comfortable that you can get it down to 100. Can you? Do you feel comfortable about that or no?
I think so. I mean, one, if the IRS looks at what I make, I'm not even an RN. I'm an LVN.
Okay.
And so I working tons of hours will bring in about $60,000. My husband, who we let the big business go because it about destroyed our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And so he does little odd and stuff. And other than that, we have a small ranch.
I'm hearing you say I have a lot of taxes. Does he feel the weight of this too?
No, not like I do, because I know the consequences of not paying taxes.
Uh-huh.
Even though I've explained to him the consequences, I don't think it sinks in, and it's my life.
Yeah, of course. No, I'm with you on that.
For my freedom.
Yeah. So he's just in denial? Is that?
I just don't think he thinks that America is a little bit more forgiving,
uh-huh.
you know, that people really don't go to jail for stuff like this.
Hmm.
And I say, no, but they really do.
So what's your family income, your household income altogether?
Altogether, probably about 75,
okay,
80 a year.
Okay. Well, let's...
No young children, all the children are grown.
Yeah, so I think your strategy on the 400 is... let me back up a little bit. So from the legal standpoint, let's take that out of it. Do you feel like he owes the 400?
No. It's just bad bookkeeping. Like he would never keep a record of how much he would pay his people.
Okay. So he's been reporting way more profit than his reality.
Correct.
I got it. Okay. So let's just attack the 100. Okay. So really what this means is on the 75,000, the way you get out of this, which is I'm assuming that's what you're looking for.
Yes.
Because you definitely got to pay it. So it's really, I would generate, he needs to be doing more than just odds and ends. He needs to be working his butt off. That would be number one. You're probably gonna have to take some more shifts. You're going to have to live on very little. Do you have any kind of assets you can sell?
I have a boat. It's not a fancy boat. I wouldn't get much out of it. I mean, nothing that I have is brand new and fancy.
Yeah. What about your house? Do you have any equity?
Probably about $30,000 now in equity.
Okay.
Our house is worth $119,000, and I've got it down to what I owe is like 82.
Okay. All right. Well, I was hoping that you had a little bit more there in equity. That's not worth the move. So really, it's just simple, just putting together a plan for $100,000. You want to get that done in about, I think you can do it in 3 or 4 years, depending on how aggressive you get. Now, if you guys had two incomes coming in and you can get that up to 150, then it goes quicker. But the 400, if they're not giving you fees and penalties right now, I wouldn't worry about the 400. Yeah. I'll just take care of the 100.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I would really, you know, tackle that legal thing and do everything you can on that end. Again, you're not trying to get out of it. You're just trying to find a more accurate number.
Correct.
Yeah, because I mean, Romans 13:6 is pretty clear about that we need to pay our taxes. I don't see you trying to get out of that. And you probably need to get a great tax professional that can kind of research all this stuff for you. Do you have a good tax professional?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to encourage you, go to stewardship.com, which is our website. Okay. And you want to click on ELP, okay? It's our endorsed local providers, and we've got rock star tax people that you can call and, you know, want to make sure you feel chemistry with them, but they're amazing. We've already filtered them, and they'll walk you through this, all the tax, you know, the very small, complex tax questions, and they can help you how to navigate the legal system. But that'd be your next step. But really, it's live on as little as possible, increase your income, and put together a plan to pay this thing off in 3 or 4 years. Okay, Shauna? Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We appreciate the call. Bye-bye. All right. Well, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I'm your host, Chris Brown. You can call in or you can email in, and or on social media. You can reach out on Facebook, on Twitter, or on Instagram. My handle is Chris Brown On Air on all three of those platforms. And this question came in on Facebook. I wanted to share it with you. It says, hey, Chris, I'm curious what your thoughts are on having a line of credit with your bank for the purpose of overdraft protection. I opened a checking account and the credit came along with it. I like having the security there, but wonder if it counts as having a credit card. Thank you for all your wisdom. So I wrote back to her and I'm like, well, shoot, we all could learn from this conversation. So here's what I wrote back to her. I said, hey, Lindsay, this is not the way to guard against overdraft. Cash in another account, you know, emergency fund, that gets automatically pulled over to the other account in the event of an overdraft is the best way. And I'd have a bigger buffer in the operating account as well so that you're not so close to that zero all the time. And then I say this with love to everyone reading. And now everyone listening, overdraft should never happen. We can plan and make decisions way better than that. Operate further from that zero balance. Blessings to you, Lindsay. And then another Facebook friend jumped in named Dave Browning. He replied, I completely agree with the buffer in the operating account. And then he goes a little further and he says, you may even want to go so far as to have the balance in your checkbook $100 below the amount that's actually in there. Well, folks, that is what true stewardship is all about, managing this life God's way and for His glory. Well, folks, that is our show for today. Hey, listen, Colossians 3, 23 and 24. Let this kind of wash over you for just a moment. It says, whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Wherever you're at in your stewardship journey, folks, remember, it is for God, not for your neighbor, not even for your spouse, not for me, not for Ramsey Solutions. It is for the Lord Christ. Folks, don't forget to head over to stewardship.com, enter the $20,000 rainy day giveaway. Reminding you, we're giving away $5,000 to one person each week this month. And again, go to stewardship.com, click the link, submit your information, and you'll be entered to win. God bless y'all.